with American Honor, brought to you by RBN. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. If my voice sounds a little bit froggy, it's because I just went through $11,000 worth of dental work on my mouth. I'm in a lot of pain. I'm on dope. And I still got to go back for some more. You know, it's just all comes with growing older, I guess. You turn 65, everything starts to fall apart. So anyway, that being said, as usual, law enforcement is taking another beating on a regular basis. Every time they do something, it's always wrong. It doesn't matter how it goes. They told us, even when I started back in 1974, that there's probably about 20 different ways that I will be sued for whatever action I take in the field. I didn't believe them, but I sure did find out later on. What I wanted to let everybody know is the law enforcement code of ethics, or the code of honor, that all, if not all, most police officers, when they don the badge and the gun, they swear to this oath, and they swear it sincerely, because before you get to swear to this oath, you get to go to some grueling months and months of training in the academy. And this is where they separate the wheat from the chaff. So, supposedly, anyway, every once in a while, a dumb and dumber gets through. Or maybe there's a political appointment, like in my old department, the LVMPD. Political appointments were kind of a regular thing, because the corruption was so in-depth that nobody even questioned it. Anyway, the Law Enforcement Code of Ethics. As a law enforcement officer, my fundamental duty is to serve mankind, to safeguard lives and property, to protect the innocent against deception, the weak against oppression or intimidation, and the peaceful against violence or disorder, and to respect the constitutional rights of all men to liberty, equality, and justice. I will keep my private life unsullied as an example to all, maintain courageous calm in the face of danger, scorn, or ridicule, develop self-restraint, and be constantly mindful of the welfare of others. Honest in thought and deed in both my personal and official life, I will be exemplary in obeying the laws of the land and the regulations of my department. Whatever I see or hear of a confidential nature or that is confided to me in my official capacity will be kept ever secret unless revelation is necessary in the performance of my duty. I will never act officiously or permit personal feelings, prejudices, animosities, or friendships to influence my decisions. With no compromise for crime and with relentless prosecution of criminals, I will enforce the law courteously and appropriately without fear or favor, malice or ill will, never employing unnecessary force or violence, and never accepting gratuities. I recognize the badge of my office as a symbol of public faith, and I accept it as a public trust to be held so long as I am true to the ethics of the police service. I will constantly strive to achieve these objectives and ideals, dedicating myself before God to my chosen profession, law enforcement. Now, the old code of ethics, and this was made back in 1957, it pretty much detailed what is expected of police officers, ones that swear to this code of ethics. The more newer versions are pretty much generalized and don't have the same impact as this old one. This was adopted, the police officers' Association of the State of California, back in 1956. Well, boy, those words pretty much spell it out. So there's no doubt in any officer's mind what is expected of him and what is he supposed to do. Now, today's program is going to be kind of special. I'm waiting for a special guest to call in. His name is Tarek Farag. He's a PhD and a nuclear scientist. He wants to call in, and he wants to kind of discuss something that he's done. He's already know what it is, obviously, and I tell you, he's got some Huevos Rancheros, my friends. So I'm expecting his call in at any moment. But please don't hesitate. My call in number is 800-313-9443. And the show is about exposing corruption in local and state and federal government. Any specific instances of corruption we'd like to hear about if we haven't. Let me tell you what I've been doing lately is I've been studying the history books. And what was extremely disturbing is that if you run up Ruby Ridge with Randy Weaver and how the government involved itself in that particular instance, several people were killed, and eventually the federal government, through their investigation and their court system, they basically came up with a settlement. I believe it was about $1.3 million to give back to the Weaver family and other friends. That is, of course, after they shot a few people, a few innocent people. And what was this all over? Well, unbelievably, it was all over a sawed-off shotgun and the sale of a sawed-off shotgun. And it's pretty hard to imagine that we would involve ourselves in something so heavily, very much like the Waco, Texas incident, where I believe it was 87 people, innocent people, were killed, and I'd like to say murdered, by our federal government. And still, we don't even talk about that hardly anymore. Well, that's what I like to do. I like to bring up the history of instances where there was such an injustice that it is just remarkable to me that more Americans aren't just totally outraged by the actions of this federal government. And this one, more than any of them, is probably the most corrupt going in. And that's what's going to be our next subject. And I see that Tarak is on the line and ready to engage. Tarak, are you there?
Yes.
I'm fine. Hey, Tarak, tell me what you've been up to and what's going on.
Actually, I was so excited to talk to you and let people know about what I call it, the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama.
You're talking about the con man that's in the Oval Office, right?
Yes, exactly. Actually, I filed a police report against Barack Hussein Obama. I don't consider him our president. I consider him occupying the position of the president of the United States. Although
right.
I am one of the people that voted for him for the first time, but I never repeated it again, and I was having a lot of hope when I elected him. And I, at that time, I was knowing that he is from the black minority and he has something to do with promoting Islam. Even
right.
though I voted for him.
Right. Now let me get this straight, Tarak. Let's back up a little bit. Are you telling me that you filed a police report against the President of the United States?
Against Barack Hussein Obama, who is occupying the position of the President of the United States of America.
Right. I understand the distinction there. He's just occupying the chair as we speak.
Yes.
So you filed this report. When did you file this report?
I filed this report on July 10. And I have the police report number.
It's Can you give me that number?
Yes, it's 16-18760.
Okay, and what are the complaint? What are the charges? What are you charging in your complaint against Barack Hussein Obama? What are the charges?
I'm charging him with provoking blacks to attack, especially the police officers, the white police officers, and misrepresenting information to provoke them to do this. And he successfully did it, and it's going to happen again and again. And this happened.
This is great. You're doing something that probably nobody in the United States has the huevos rancheros to do. So what prompted you to do this? What you couldn't stand it anymore, or what?
Absolutely. I listened to him talking to blacks, and not just provoking blacks. He's trying to provoke minorities, and mm-hmm. including Muslims. But this is a huge subject. I hope we can have the time to discuss it, about how he's promoting Islam, how he's promoting the terror of Islam. It's not only Islam.
Right.
He's promoting the terror of Islam. So he's creating some kind of internal war in the United States between minorities themselves and the majorities. He's creating chaos in the United States to help Hillary Clinton. So he can say, look, here's Trump is dividing the nation. Actually, right. It's not Trump. It is he not only dividing the nation, but creating wars between the elements of the nation.
I understand. Tarak, I got to stop you here for a second. I got to get some info on you, okay? I understand that you're a nuclear scientist?
Yes.
Really? You like a physicist type thing, or what?
Actually, I'm engineer. And
engineer.
I say engineer because I love engineering. Because engineering is how to convert the science into useful things for your life. The scientist
can
just do research on science for the purpose of the research. But engineer will take this research or do the research to finally do something to help the community.
So you're basically a nuclear engineer?
Yes.
Oh, very good. I noticed that you have a heavy thick accent. What nationality are you, Farak?
I am originally from Egypt. From the Coptic minority in Egypt, which are the Christians of Egypt.
Oh, okay. So you're originally from Egypt, and you moved here?
Yes, migrated with my family here almost 27 years ago.
Okay, and you're an American citizen?
Yes.
Wonderful. That's a wonderful biography, and you're realizing that you voted for Barack Hussein Obama at the beginning, but you didn't vote for him on the second term, and that is because why?
What if you are asking me the question, why I didn't vote for him?
Yeah.
For the second time?
The second time.
I realized that he's not doing anything to the American people. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. What else? He's a corrupt person. He's anti-American. He's a pro-Islam. And even when he was elected, he didn't go to the black people or the nation and tell them, look, I am black and the Muslim guy, but the American people elected me. It means that the American people are no longer having this kind of discrimination. Instead of doing this, He keep telling people, not only he, but his wife also, his administration, all going to black people and tell, you suffered, you were put aside, you were depressed, you all these kind of things to provoke them. You remember?
Right.
People don't
right.
revolt.
Tarak, let me ask you this. What do you think is going to happen with your complaint? And you gave this complaint to the Chicago Police Department?
Yes.
Okay.
You did this
on July the 10th.
It's a suburb of Chicago, but it's in Illinois.
Right.
What I'm
right.
expecting, and this is what I told the police officers when I was filing the report.
What'd you say?
Because the police officer was hesitant to file my report.
Why was he hesitant, Tarak? Why was he hesitant?
I'm going to explain. Why is he hesitant? Because this is against the president of the United States.
Right.
And they don't have jurisdiction over him, which I understand. But on the same time, Barack Hussein Obama is considered a citizen of the United States. So I told the officer, if the neighbor across the street from me, or if I found someone on the internet doing these threats and provoking people to kill the white police officers, shouldn't I report it to you? He said, absolutely. Then I said, exactly. This is what I'm thinking. And this is why I'm filing this report. So you can, I'm not expecting you to go and investigate this report. But I'm expecting you to raise it to the level where they can prosecute the person who's doing this.
Right. Right. So have the Chicago Police Department contacted you lately or for any follow-up or anything else?
I followed it up with them. They said, we have to keep it. We cannot pursue this because it's against Obama. As a president.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes,
really?
You know,
the police officer said this.
Hillary is above the law. The FBI is above the law. Our Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, is above the law. Everyone is above the law. Who is going to investigate him now?
That's a good question. If the Chicago Police Force is afraid or say they don't have jurisdiction to involve this, involve themselves with this investigation, then who do we address the complaint to? My suggestion is that your complaint be forwarded to the Justice Department. Okay?
Okay.
So write this down, the Justice Department.
Okay, I'll try.
All right, try that. The next person is the governor of Illinois. You address your cover letter and your complaint, and you send it to the governor of Illinois.
I think I sent it to the governor of Illinois, yes. I sent a copy to the governor of Illinois.
Okay.
But I didn't get any response.
Okay. Okay, that's all right. Send it certified mail. Okay, so they have to at least sign for it. All right, so next, you send it to the head of the U.S. District Attorney. Do you know who that is for your district?
Oh, in Illinois?
In Illinois.
Oh, I have a big story about this district attorney.
Okay, the U.S., not the district attorney, the U.S., the United States District Attorney.
Yes, I have not only one. I have two incidents.
Okay.
They are part
All right. This is,
of
but
this.
You did send a letter. You send the letter and the complaint to them, right?
No, I didn't send them to the district attorney.
Okay. Well, we got to pause for the cause for a minute, and we'll be right back with this astonishing criminal complaint against the President of the United States. I'll be back in a minute.
At least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know that when I won't. Working for a living. Working for a living.
These statements have have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone, and so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life, and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, this is Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor, and it's brought to you by RBN. And we have on the line is Tarek Farag, and he has filed a criminal complaint against Barack Hussein Obama with the Chicago Police Department. And I'm going to try and find out from Tarek. Tarek, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try to find out how I can personally obtain a copy of your criminal complaint against Barack Hussein Obama. If there's any way that you can scan that document and send it to me on my email,
yes,
do you have
sure
a pen?
I can send it to you.
Yeah, jot down my email address.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, it's COPER.
COPER.
Uh-huh. That's Catherine Ocean Paul Edward Robert 71.
Okay. 71.
At hotmail.com.
Hotmail.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And boy, anything that you did, you fill out any type of additional report, like a voluntary statement, you know, that went along with the crime report, or just the crime report?
Just the crime report, but the crime report itself has a reference websites where these data are available.
I see. Okay. Supporting documentation, as it were. Okay. What yep. I'm after is something in the crime report. Did you fill it out or did the police officer fill it out?
I filled it out.
Okay. And did you sign the bottom of it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Good. Good. Yes. If you could email me those documents, and if I have your permission, I would like to display those documents, our documents in the newspaper that I write for, the Las Vegas Tribune.
Absolutely.
Would that be okay?
Sure.
And I would like to share your crime report and your documents with all of my fan club. Okay, I would like to let everybody know that there is somebody in the United States that has the guts to do something of what you did. Now, do you understand how important this this filing of this complaint against the President of the United States is?
Yes.
Okay, and do you understand?
It is important, but it's important for the people to know what level of crimes he's doing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what this show is about and several other talk shows. That's what we talk about is the underhanded lying and corruption that goes on in this particular federal government and the lying and the con job that this guy that's sitting in the chair and like you say, occupying that particular position is doing to this country. He's destroying it. He's undermining it. He's doing everything he can. Every week he comes out with one of those phony executive orders that is just made to undermine and destroy our American way of life. And what you've done, though, which is very important, you've put it down on paper, okay? You have put it down on paper, and I'm going to help you publish it with your permission so that everybody knows.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to go with this, and I tell you, I have personal experience when it comes to filing federal lawsuits. I filed one in 2011 against the sheriff, 14 of his underlings, police upper police administrative officials, and it went on for almost 3 years until the corruption level was so high. My attorneys were all corrupted, and all four of them. And eventually, they got to a federal judge who dismissed my case. 3 years later, they dismissed it. And, of course, they made me the deal of a lifetime, but I didn't go for it. This is what I'm warning you, okay? I'm warning you that whatever you do now, from this point on, you got to watch your backside, okay? And we're going to take another break, and we'll be back and continue our discussion.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, Mac Farag, a PhD, scientist, nuclear engineer, who has, on July the 10th, filed a criminal complaint with the Chicago Police Department against Barack Hussein Obama. And yes, that is the same con man that's occupying the Oval Office. Continuing our conversation, Tarak, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. What I wanted to do is advise you of an entity that just may have jurisdiction over the president. Okay,
which
that is the sheriff of each county, and there are about 3,300. The sheriff of each county has the jurisdiction that you are requiring. Okay, now understand that the sheriff of each county isn't exactly just a guy that runs the county jail. He's not just a turnkey. What he is, for that particular county, he is the highest law enforcement officer in that county, above all the chiefs of police and all that. Chiefs of police are merely appointed, but sheriffs are generally elected, except maybe up in Harney County and Burns, Oregon. I don't know how they ever got away with that, but they appointed a sheriff But regardless of that, that whole place is corrupted beyond belief. But anyway, the sheriff of every county, and I believe Chicago is in Cook County. Is that correct?
No, actually, I'm not in Cook County. I am west of Chicago in the suburbs.
I know that, but what is the county of...
Kane County.
What is it?
Kane. K-A-N-E.
K-A-N-E. Oh, Kane County. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, understand how this works. The sheriff of any county that you file that complaint with, and I believe you filed it in Chicago with the Chicago police.
No, actually, in the Kane County.
In Kane County. Okay. All right.
Yes.
The sheriff of that county has the jurisdiction to follow through with that complaint. Okay, do you understand
okay.
that? Yes.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, now you do. All right,
okay,
so now
I'm going to pursue it.
Oh, absolutely. It's the way to go. All right, now, figure there's 3,300 sheriffs in the United States of America. Half of those sheriffs are pretty much on the dole, okay? They take
yes.
government money, they take bribes, they take federal property that's sold to their county really cheap, programs. Federal money is just flowing into counties that like to play ball with Barack, okay?
Yes.
As long as they play ball with Barack, they get all these benefits. But then there's 50% or, you know, a little over 1,500 sheriffs that do not play that game, okay? They don't. And those are the people that you have to contact and find out if they support your complaint or not. If they do, well, of course, you know, they go on the list, just like you are now. You are on the list just like I am, just like just about every American patriot that's out there is on some kind of governmental list. And if they can hurt you in any way, if the government can hurt you in any way, they will. The situation in Burns, Oregon, the situation in Bunkerville, Nevada with the Bundys and the Hammonds up in Harney County. I mean, these people and the over 30 American patriots that supported the peaceful demonstration about the overreach of government in the last couple of years. They're all incarcerated without even being convicted. Now, this is the strength that the government has. They have corruption. They have bribery. They have avarice. They use attrition. Attrition is their big heavyweight punch. They can manufacture and invent charges against any American citizen or anyone else, as a matter of fact, that are strictly false, and they can put you in federal prison until the trial date. And the trial date, all they do is just keep moving it up or moving it back so that eventually you're going to take some kind of deal because you're going to get real tired of prison. And you'll take any deal that's going on. This is what's happening in Burns, Oregon, and from the 2014 standoff in Bunkerville, Nevada. 10 of those 30 American patriots, falsely and unconstitutionally incarcerated, have taken deals. 10 of them. And all it is basically, here's a deal. You'll get to go out of prison, and you'll sign a non-disclosure agreement, and you can't talk about it, and you won't, you won't disagree with the federal government and in their rulings, and life will go on. Now, if they don't do that, they will keep them in prison. They will keep them in prison till their families starve and they lose all their property, and That's the angle that the government has against its own people. If you can believe that, it's similar to Nazi Germany, exactly what they were doing. So what you have done, and by the way, I want to compliment you on what you've done. That took a lot of guts. I just wish more people would do this. And it sends a very loud and clear statement that the law of the land is not for sale. And that's basically what you're saying. You're saying that in your complaint. Now, I hope I've enlightened you a little bit about what you need to do next. You need to, again, contact the sheriff. You need to keep this public. You keep sending your complaint to all the elected officials that you can muster up and see if they'll return your call. It works, Tarak. It works. After 3 years, I got a response, and it was in regard to the my police department, my old police department, the LVMPD, Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, who I condemned to be complicit in the murder of an LVMPD officer back in December of 2007. Name was Kevin Scott Daly. They were complicit. They covered it up. They found the officer's severed head out there in the desert, laying on top of the desert, which sent a real chilling message to everybody that knew what was going on. That was covered up until June of 2013, when it came out from one of my witnesses. Okay, I'm only the messenger in this thing. I didn't even know that occurred. And I was in robbery homicide bureau at the time. I didn't hear anything like that. That's how powerful the establishment is. Anyway, Tarak, you have my email address. I hope
yes,
you and I
sent
can
it to you already.
Yes, you did. Okay. I hope you and I can converse. I would like to follow up on this. And again, I appreciate your dedication and as a true American, and that's what I can call you, as a true American, because you follow the Constitution of the United States of America and the Bill of Rights. And to me, you're one of the top American patriots. And thank you, sir. And you have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay. Going on, what I wanted to bring up to everybody is what Tarak did is so unique, and again, it's risky because this corrupted government knows no bounds. I mean, they set up and murdered American patriot Robert LaFoy Finicum on January 26, 2016 in Burns, Oregon, on a phony roadblock traffic stop. And they've covered it up. They put out little bits and pieces that they're trying to do is demonize Robert LaFoy Finicum. So this is nothing new by the federal government, and this is the way to do it. This is the way to let everyone know, and you can do it right with a criminal complaint against whomever, any of your elected officials. You file that complaint. You explain yourself in that complaint on why you feel that this person has committed a crime. And I'll give you a little heads up. Amend your charges to include misprision of a felony. Okay, that's what you charge cops and elected officials and local government officials with when they break the law, when they break their oath, when they commit any other crime whatsoever, and they use their office to do it. Misprision of a felony. Okay, it looks like we got a caller. We got Tom in Florida. Tom, are you there? Tom? I guess not. Okay, so let's move on. Okay, misprision of felony. All right, I've been bringing this up, but it's almost like it's on deaf ears. The $1 billion, and that's with B as in Baker, billion-dollar theft, allegedly by former Governor Kenny Guinn and former Attorney General Brian Sandoval, now Governor Brian Sandoval, back in the year 2000. What they did was somehow or another, SIIS, State Industrial Insurance System. It's basically the organization that was handling administratively the workers' compensation benefits and claims. Well, apparently SIIS went insolvent. I don't know how that happened, but they did. And so the governor, Governor Gwynn at the time, and Attorney General Brian Sandoval had to find a new administrator for for Nevada's money that was allocated for this type of insurance. Well, they found a company called Eikon, E-I-C-O-N, E-I-C-O-N. Remember this name. That stands for Employees Insurance Company of Nevada. Well, they were more than happy to go ahead and put the money in a trust for the people in Nevada that were that had medical claims and disability claims and workman's compensation type claims. Well, the only problem is, and it's just a small teeny weeny problem, is that the money was transferred from the Nevada Treasury into the private bank accounts of Eikon. Private bank accounts of Eikon, $1 billion that belonged to Nevada and Nevada residents, citizens. So, what happens? The deputy attorney general, his name was David Otto, Esquire, filed a complaint in, I believe, June of 2006 against Eikon for not putting the $1 billion into a trust. Instead, they put the money into a private bank account for Eikon. Therefore, they could invest that money in anything they wanted to, offshore investments, other states, other companies, whatever, without the oversight of the state of Nevada looking at it. Well, folks, this is a big no-no. Now, a couple of things happened in 2006 after Deputy Attorney General David Otto put that complaint in. He put that complaint into the Washoe County District Court. And this was in 2006. Coincidentally, love that word, former Governor Kenny Gwynn fell off his roof and broke his neck and he died. The complaint that David Otto put into the Washoe County District Court has never been addressed. It's still in the pile. It's shoved under the rug. And David Otto basically went into private practice up in Reno, Nevada. And coincidentally, David Otto was one of my attorneys when I had filed my federal lawsuit in 2011. So all of a sudden now, that $1 billion that illegally was transferred from the Nevada Treasury into the private bank accounts of Eikon now is probably worth about $2.2 billion with investments and all that. It's still operating under the same guise. The complaint has never been addressed. Former Governor Gwynn is dead. And former Attorney General Brian Sandoval is now our governor. And lo and behold, he's backing probably one of the largest tax hike increases that Nevada has ever seen. Kind of ironic. Well, this is what we're dealing with. Nobody wants to talk about this. Nobody wants to bring it up. In 2002, 2006, 2010, and 2014, I ran for Clark County Sheriff. During those public debates, and I so dearly love those public debates, I brought up the Icon scandal. The Icon scandal caused everybody in the audience, when we were all had our precious 5 minutes of fame in telling everybody what they would do if they were elected sheriff, I brought up the Icon scandal. You could have heard a pin drop in that room. That's how bad it was. A lot of other things were brought up too. And it caused the people in that room just to go silent. Well, silent isn't what I really anticipated. I anticipated that there were some American patriots out there that were against corruption just as much as I was.
What it is ain't
well,
exactly clear.
They may be there, but they sure have been remaining silent. And they sure aren't going to back me on anything.
Me
so,
I got to
looks like we got to pause for the cause. I'll be back in a few.
Time we stop, children. What?
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Okay, this is Gordon Martinez. Show's called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. What can you believe nowadays? Who can you believe nowadays? The only person that you can believe and trust is yourself. You must research any and all information that comes your way. And don't just blindly accept what somebody tells you. Do your research. Make sure it's diverse. Don't just take it from the TV, which is probably the best media presentation that anybody can buy. It's very expensive. The most persuasive, especially if you got a pretty face backing it up. But they're owned. They're owned and operated by the federal government. Politics. There's only six major corporations that control all mainstream news media. And every once in a while they get caught with their hand in the cookie jar because they flat just out lie about what has happened in our world. Who knows if any of these crises that are going on are staged, filled with crisis actors, or the real thing. Even the real thing, if it occurs, is utilized and manipulated for some political purpose and agenda. So where do you get it? Well, you get it from a diverse source. Secondary news media, YouTube, Facebook, talk radio, digital, and free air talk radio. You get to hear the arguments. You get to hear what's going on. And a logical argument from somebody that has a different opinion. But don't condemn the person because they have a different opinion than what the host is portraying or the program is portraying. Listen to the arguments. Make your logical decision. And then you decide what you're going to do and what you're going to believe. Being a detective for as many years as I have been, probably around 25 out of a 39-year career, the one thing that makes the difference between your average, everyday, happy-go-lucky police officer on the street in uniform and a detective is the detective's ability to recognize detail. Detail. Each detail means something and cannot be ignored. It cannot be omitted. And it must be explained. That's the difference. Now, anyone that's made rank, sergeant, lieutenant, captain, deputy chief, assistant sheriff, undersheriff, or sheriff, these people are politicians, folks. They are not real police officers anymore. They don't even do real police work. They supervise, they policy enforce, they administrate. But they administrate on someone else's agenda. And this is where all the stress is. This is where the argument comes down to it. The real police officers, patrol officers, detectives, such, they are the real police officers. They have to make a decision, a split-second decision that takes weeks for other people to talk about. So keep that in mind. And God bless you all. And I'll catch you next Saturday. You have a good one.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.